Michel Auguste Havre, March of 1863. Michel was a rich young bon vivant who enjoyed the material life largely and exclusively. Although he was intelligent, indifference toward serious matters was his characteristic trait. Non-threatening, good rather than evil, he won the hearts of his companions in revelry because of his qualities as a man of the world. He did no evil, but he did no good either. He died as a result of a fall from a carriage during a ride. He was awoke a few days after his death by a medium who had known him indirectly, and he gave the following series of communications. March 8, 1863. I have only just managed to separate from my body, and it is difficult for me to talk to you. The terrible fall that caused the death of my body put my spirit in a great state of confusion. I'm anxious as to what will become of me, and such uncertainty is cruel. The dreadful suffering my body experienced is nothing compared to this confusion I find myself in. Pray that God will forgive me. Oh, what pain! Oh, have mercy, my God, what pain! Goodbye. March the 18th. I already came to you once, but could only speak with difficulty. I am still in great pain right now, as I am communicating with you. You are the only medium whom I can ask for prayers that God's goodness may draw me out of this confusion. How can I still be suffering when my body doesn't exist anymore? Why does this horrific pain, this terrible anguish, continue? Pray, oh pray, that God may grant me repose. Oh, such cruel uncertainty. I am still connected to my body. It is with difficulty that I see where I am supposed to be. My body is there, but why do I remain there? Come and pray over my body so that I can be rid of that cruel prison. God will forgive me, I hope. I can see the spirits around you, and it is with their help that I can talk to you. Pray for me. April the 6th. It's me again. I have come to ask you to pray for me. You absolutely have to go to where my body is lying, so as you may beg the Omnipotent to ease my suffering. I'm suffering. Oh, how I'm suffering. Go there. You've got to say a prayer to the Lord that he might forgive me. I see that I could be more at peace, but I keep returning to that place where they buried what used to be me. The medium had at first neglected the spiritual quest to go and pray over his grave. However, he went there later and received this communication. May 11th. I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for you to come to where my spirit seems to be stuck to its shell, so that you might beg the merciful God that his goodness may ease my suffering. You can help me with your prayers. Don't stop, I beg you. I see how contrary my life was to what it should have been. I see the wrongs I committed. I was a useless being while in the world. I didn't make any good use of my faculties. My wealth only served to satisfy my passions, my taste for luxury, and my vanity. I only thought about the pleasures of the body and not those of the soul. Will God's mercy ever descend upon me, a poor spirit who is still suffering for his earthly wrongs? Pray for him to forgive me and free me from the pain that still afflicts me. Thank you for having come here to pray for me. June 8th. I can speak and I am thankful to God for allowing it. I have seen my wrongs and hope that God will forgive me. Shape your life always according to the belief that animates you, for it has reserved a future repose for you that I still don't have. Thank you for your prayers. Until another time. The Spirit's insistence that the medium pray over his grave is a remarkable particularity, but it is reasonable if we consider the tenacity of the ties that held him to his body and how long and difficult it was for him to disengage himself due to his materialistic existence. We understand that when offered close to the body, prayer might exert a sort of powerful magnetic action in assisting with the separation. Mightn't the widespread custom of praying over dead bodies have come from an unconscious intuition to this effect? In such a case, the efficacy of prayer would achieve both a moral and physical result.